we are coming towards the end of day two of the Donegal International Rally, the 2018 edition of the event. There's two stages left to run on the final loop of the day, where the competitors will, of course, tackle Gartan and Trenta once more before they head back to Letterkenny for Park Ferme, and that will bring an end to day two. Well, the situation at the head of the field, if you were following our coverage, it was all happening over the last number of hours, where Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy crashed out of the event, which handed a big lead to Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. They were leading by just 7.9 seconds ahead of Jennings and Kennedy going into Manus's home stage of Gartan. But Gary Jennings was just too committed in there and ended up putting the Super Impreza S12B on a roof. Both Gary and Rory were okay, but it handed Manus and Donald, the defending champions, a lead of 1 minute and 39 seconds over the chasing pack in their Subaru S12B. And I think it's fair to say now that certainly the defending champions, the two-time winners, the double winners who are going for three in a row, are safely in control of this one at the moment. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Ford Fiesta R5, second overall. You heard Josh saying he didn't expect that he would be second in the Donegal International Rally, but he is today, 1 minute and 36 seconds down. Josh has an advantage of 12.6 seconds over his brother Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, also in a Fiesta R5. Robert Duggan and Jared Conway in another R5 Fiesta are fourth overall, 30.2 seconds adrift. And then we've got former winner Eugene Donnelly and Mark Keane in the Hyundai i20 sitting fifth overall. He's followed on the timesheets. By the way, Donnelly's about 2.5 minutes off the pace of Duggan, but also has an advantage of 2.5 minutes over Johnny Greer, who is in sixth. Warwick Duffy is in seventh. Then it's Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath leading class 4, 8th overall. Paul Riley in the Fiesta R5 is 9th, and then Cahal McCourt in the Mitsubishi wraps up the top 10 there. That's how things sit in the internationals. We go to the national side of the event. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee and the Darien losing time in the last stage before they went to service, so it now means their advantage over Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan is down to 24.8. It's the Darians battling it out at the head of the field. Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore and the Escorts at 3rd overall, a minute off the pace. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are 52 seconds off Kiernan's pace in 4th. Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris have been on the move today, up to 5th overall, 2nd in their class, and they're now just 6.9 seconds adrift of Ryan Loughran. Jonathan Pringle has had some stunning times today in the Escort with Paul Sheridan on board, but they have lost time as well. It was Karen Hill that they lost time on, or not Karen Hill, sorry, the one before Trenta, which was Gartan. They lost about a minute and a half on, so they dropped down the leaderboard slightly, but they bounced back again with another very fast time before they went into service. They're sitting sixth overall, 17.4 seconds off the case of off the pace of Frank Kelly. Then we've got Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill sitting in seventh, just 3.7 adrift. Vivian Hamill is in 8th, along with Andrew Green and Colleen the Notes. Then Kyle and Dale McGettigan are 9th, and Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly wrap up the top 10 in the national event, and they are just 3 seconds off the pace of the McGettigans. Outside of that, John Boner is 11th in the national. Looking on down through the list, Johnny Jordan is in 12th, Barry Mead 13th, Wesley Patterson with Johnny Baird on board 14th, Michael Dunlop and Matt Kerringer up to 15th, Daniel Conahan and Terence McGee are 16th, Tommy O'Connell 17th, Columba Hina and Derek Hina 18th, the McGees of Martin and Johnny are in 19th, and the top 20 is wrapped up by Park McHugh and Parik O'Donnell. So that's how the top 20 is panning out on the national side of the event. Some of the other locals still going. Damien Worski is in 25th, Connor Waters still going as well, as is Brian Brogan, J.R. McDade, Liam Fruity Doherty still in the race, Kevin McLaughlin is still in there as well, John O'Donnell and Arthur Cairns still going. Gary McElhinney, of course, had problems yesterday, but he's out back racing today as well. Just some of the locals that are still competing in the national side of the Donegal Rally. So they're due, the cars are due on the next stage, which is the second run around Gartan. It's the penultimate stage of the day. At about 5:45, Chris Ashmore will be there for Highland Radio Sports. We expect Chris to have something for you just after the 6:00 news, and then the due back then at the end of Trenta, special stage 14, to start that at 6:30, which means it'll roughly be 7:45 by the time the leading cars meet us at the end of the stage, and then they're heading back to Park Ferme. And as we know, a lot of things can happen in rallying, because we've got another day to come tomorrow. Six further stages on the list. The classics of Fannett Head. We've also got Atlantic Drive, and then we've got Glen. But before that, we have to get this loop out of the road to end day two, a day as we go to the close of the action, which has been dominated by Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. They remain on course for three in a row. They have a big lead of a minute and 36 seconds over the chasing pack, with Manus's home stage to come next. Back to the studio.